So I say this to the militias and all others who believe that the greatest threat to freedom comes from the government instead of from those who would take away our freedom. If you say the government is in a conspiracy to take your freedom away, there is no freedom.
They'll never take our freedom!
Freedom?
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Freedom Rings. This is Tommy Freedom reaching you loud and clear on the alt-right frontier. I'll be your voice of reason for the next 30 minutes, so keep it right here. You are tuned in on the TFR Radio Network, broadcasting to you from a log cabin in a secret mountaintop location somewhere in Appalachia on White America Radio. Hey folks, and welcome back to Freedom Rings. First of all, let me tell you, my tongue is healed up, I can speak properly now, so I shouldn't have any more issues from here on out. So the first thing I'm going to talk about here is the biggest blunder that Donald Trump could have ever made was made last Friday when he signed that bill into law instead of vetoing it. With one stroke of a pen, he has just taken away his ability to become reelected in the midterm elections because he just lost his core support. I have lost my support. I know there's several of you listeners out there who will no longer support him either. There is no way in the world that Donald Trump can now say anything about draining the swamp with a straight face, because he just added $1.3 trillion to our deficit. The largest spending increase for defense since World War II. I don't know what happened, but he sure doesn't have my support anymore. I will be taking my Trump sticker off of the back of my car. It's just, I cannot understand why he did not veto that bill. That would have solidified him with his core support had he vetoed it. But now he has alienated the majority of us by signing that bill into law. And folks, the Democrats are just laughing their asses off at us, and especially at him. I cannot believe it. Now, is it possible that he can do something to redeem himself? Yeah, I guess anything's possible. But at this point, I just don't see it. I don't see how he can undo the damage that he just caused himself and the Republican Party. I mean, what was he thinking? What was he smoking? I mean, folks, help me out here. I just cannot figure out what went through that man's mind. Up until now, I have defended every action that he's done because I've said, okay, he knows something that we don't, and I trust his judgment. But this time, he has eroded my faith in him to vote for something as disastrous as that omnibus bill. It limits the amount of money for border wall funding. But even worse, it limits the additional building of the wall to, it's either 17 or 31 miles. It's less than 50 miles, folks. That's not going to fix the border problem. That's not going to do anything but encourage more Mexicans to come across the border now, because they know the wall isn't going to be built. It just, I'm beyond words. So I'm just going to go to something else. So, while I'm on the topic of suckholes, let me start out with a story about a deputy sheriff in, I believe it was Williamson County, Texas, who assaulted a 12-year-old girl at a barbecue restaurant and punched her in the face. You're just going to love this one, folks. Okay, so here's the title of this article. A 12-year-old started playing with a dog. A deputy punched her in the face, Texas cops say. Now, it occurred in Austin, Texas, at a place called Oakwood Barbecue. And by the time it was over and done with, the girl was in the hospital and the deputy was in handcuffs. Now, this happened back on March the 3rd, a little bit before 8 o'clock in the evening. And there was a deputy that was at this restaurant by the name of Jack Danford Jr. Now, he was sitting in the back of the restaurant with his daughter and her boyfriend when a 12-year-old girl and a little dog were running around near them. Now, this is according to an affidavit that was obtained by Fox 26, which I am assuming is out of Austin, and other local media. Now, the deputy picked the dog up, must have been one of those little rat dogs, picked up the dog and petted it before putting it back down, one of the witnesses said in this affidavit. But then when the 12-year-old girl began playing with the dog, the deputy just went berserk and allegedly jumped up from his seat, tackled her, and started punching her in the face repeatedly. And there's still no explanation as to why, although alcohol was involved, which is always usually a pretty good indication when you can't find a rational explanation. Drugs or alcohol usually play a part in this. So one of the witnesses was Russell Cope, who is the victim's stepfather, and he reported to Fox 26, "I seen him on top of her. He was hammer-fisting her. It was like UFC style." Now, witnesses surrounded the deputy and tried to pull him off the girl, but Cope, who was delivering wood to the restaurant at the time, I guess that's why they were there, he was delivering firewood because it was a barbecue joint, said he punched the man twice in the face, but it had no effect, according to what was in the affidavit. "I was punching him, and it wasn't even phasing him. He wasn't even doing nothing," he went on to say. So he said he pulled back his foot and kicked the deputy right in the face with a steel-toed boot. "I went to whooping on him, and I knocked him out cold," Cope told the station. Well, that's nice. That's finally what it took, kicking him in the face with a steel-toed boot. I guess that would do it. So local police came and arrested Danforth after a brief struggle. This was reported on CBS out of Austin. "I was shocked because I knew he was a detective, and I thought that they were held to higher standards. There was no way that this could happen, especially to a 12-year-old girl," said the restaurant's manager, a guy by the name of Will Atkins. "Nobody has any idea. There was no reasoning, no logical explanation." Now, the girl's family said that they had never met the deputy before, and officers noted that the officer had a strong scent of alcohol on him when they arrested him and had told his daughter that he had been drinking. Well, see, there's your explanation. The girl was taken to the hospital, and she was treated for abrasions, bruises, a pulled muscle, and she said she thought she was going to die during the alleged attack. Yeah, alleged attack, my butt. During the attack. Now, Williamson County Sheriff Robert Chody, who I guess is who this deputy worked for, apologized on Twitter for the deputy's actions right after the accident, saying it was a tough choice, but the right call for police during the arrest, and that WILCO, which stands for Williamson County, demands professionalism. Now, Danforth has been charged with public intoxication, resisting arrest, and injury to a child. He bonded out of jail and agreed to psychological evaluation. So the sheriff fired him and said there's a price to pay for reflecting negatively on the department, he reported to the local newspaper. Can you believe that, folks? Can you just imagine somebody who is supposed to be a paid professional going off on someone like that? It's just, it boggles the mind. It really does. I don't know what's getting into people. I mean, the slightest thing nowadays seems to set somebody off. There's no rhyme or reason. There's just none. Completely inexcusable. By the way, I have no idea if the stepfather really sounds like that or not. It's just when I read that he said "I seen" instead of "I saw," I just had to go with that dialect. Okay, so have you heard about this boneheaded congressman from Long Island who suggested that the Second Amendment could be used as a means of opposing Donald Trump? Have you heard about this, folks? is a Democratic, obviously, congressman from Long Island, and he said that Americans should grab weapons and oppose President Trump by force if the commander-in-chief doesn't follow the Constitution. Well, Donald Trump has been following the Constitution. It's the Democrats who've been blocking it, and it was Barack Obama who violated the Constitution. Does that mean, then, that we should have taken up arms against Barack Obama? Actually, yes, that's what the Second Amendment is for. It's not about hunting. Evidently, this is one liberal who actually understands the meaning of the Second Amendment. However, let us continue. This guy's name is Tom Suozzi. He's a representative for the U.S. Congress, and he made the remark to constituents at a town hall meeting last week, saying that folks opposed to Trump might resort to the Second Amendment. It's really a matter of putting public pressure on the president, Suozzi said in a newly released video on the March 12th talk in Huntington. This is where the Second Amendment comes in, quite frankly, because, you know, what if the president was to ignore the courts? I think he meant were to ignore the courts. What would you do? What would we do? And some genius in the audience, apparently another liberal, then yelled out, "What's the Second Amendment?" Yeah, really, really, the people that we have to contend with, folks, it never ceases to amaze me how uneducated they are. This just, it boggles the mind. So the congressman went on to say, the Second Amendment is the right to bear arms. So some people kind of giggled at this, that mostly I'm sure they were Democrats, because the Republicans were clearly not amused at this. This video is incredibly disturbing. It's surreal to watch a sitting member of Congress suggest that his constituents should take up arms against the President of the United States, said the National Republican on Campaign Committee spokesman Chris Martin. Now, Suozzi's political advisor, Kim Devlin, denied that the politician was advocating for an armed insurrection. Sure he was. But the Suozzi campaign at the same time seemed to double down on the comments as they forwarded a line penned by Thomas Jefferson that called for armed resistance. What country can preserve its liberties if their rules are not worn from time to time that their people preserve the spirit of resistance? Let them take arms, the quote said. Now, Suozzi's comment seems to conflict with his recent push for gun control following the Parkland, Florida school shooting, of course. He's a hypocrite, just like most politicians. Suozzi even participated in the March 14th student walkout for gun control outside of the U.S. Capitol and called on the young people of his district to back tightened gun laws. Well, if he's wanting to ban assault weapons, what does he think people are going to take arms up with? Black powder? Muskets? These people are just complete wackos. I think we should engage the high school students of, I guess this is a hashtag, NYO3, and all of Long Island to promote gun violence prevention legislation, he said in a February 21st tweet. Trump himself has in the past used language similar to Suozzi's. Now, during the 2016 campaign, he told a crowd at a rally here in North Carolina that if Hillary Clinton were elected and able to nominate a Supreme Court justice, there would be nothing the gun supporters could do. He then added, although the Second Amendment people, maybe there is, I don't know. Of course we all remember that. That wasn't an actual call, that was a suggestion. Now, this remark has been seen widely as a veiled call for violence, although Trump denied that was the meaning. It was not the meaning. The people just like to blow that stuff out of proportion. Now, this piece of work up in Long Island, Tom Suozzi, is a first-term congressman. He was elected in 2016 and is seeking re-election this fall. He formerly served as Nassau County Executive. Well, Nassau County is a whole lot more blue than Suffolk County is. And he's expected to win the Democratic primary and then face GOP challenger Dan DeBono, who is a former U.S. Navy SEAL. Sounds to me like the man for the job. Former U.S. Navy SEAL being in charge? Yes, that's what we need. We don't need more of these left-wing liberal politicians calling for the banning of our guns except when they want them, because that's, of course, what it's all about, folks. It's not about banning guns altogether. They just want to ban the guns that you and I can own, because they don't want us to use those guns against them, which, as this senator knows full, I'm sorry, this representative knows full well what the legislation is there for in the first place. Okay, I gotta take a quick break here. When I come back, I wanna play, it's a compilation off of YouTube of liberals just saying the most asinine things in regards to guns, gun control, assault-style weapons, etc. You're going to love this, folks. Don't go anywhere. You'll be right back.
30 years from now, my kids will be outnumbered. Are you going to let that happen? Don't leave the mess for your children to clean up. Join the struggle. Start here at KKK Radio.
From electric outages to the zombie apocalypse, get your survival tips from Prepper Bob. He's the world's biggest Boy Scout, and he's only right here. Only on the Prepper Bob Show, and only on KKKRadio.com. That's the Prepper Bob Show. Check your local listings at KKKRadio.com, and remember to always be prepared.
College students, high school students, business owners, entrepreneurs, learn how you can be a person of influence for a new America. Enroll in Soldiers of the Cross Training Institute. Learn more at www.sotctraininginstitute.com.
Gay Pride Days, school assemblies, posters on the wall. It's in our face every day. What's a white Christian teen to do? And does anyone really care? Listen each week to White Youth Focus, where teens discuss the propaganda war against them. Moderated by caring and thoughtful white Christian activists, Billy and Charity. Because it's okay to be white and proud.
Hey folks, Tommy Freedom here for Freedom Rings. I invite you to tune in every week and listen to my show, Freedom Rings, and hear what I, Tommy Freedom, have to say. It's usually pretty interesting and quite informative. It may have something to do with freedom. It may have something to do with liberty. It may be downright funny, but it will always be informative. So be sure and tune in each week to listen to me, Tommy Freedom, here on my show at Freedom Rings, broadcasting to you loud and clear on KKK Radio. Okay, so I have this compilation of idiots who know absolutely nothing about firearms or firearms laws, talking about assault weapons and automatics, and it is just laughable at how stupid they are. Pay special attention to the little Jew boy who's trying to describe what makes an assault weapon, like the color and the larger trigger. You can't make this stuff up, folks. Now, I had to edit that somewhat. Some of them were a little too quiet, and I had to edit for time constraints, but you gotta listen to this stuff, folks. You can't make this up.
Support a ban on assault weapons?
100%.
Okay, and can you define what an assault weapon is?
It is a military-style weapon that is that was originally designed to be used in the military, but is now designed to, I believe, just resemble some aspects of what they would use in the military.
Willing to be completely reformed, so you can't just walk into a building with $130 and walk out with an AR-15.
Listen, during the theater shooting in Colorado, I was able to go and buy an automatic weapon, and I maybe have shot a gun 3-4 times in my life. I don't even live in Colorado. I think most people can go out and buy an automatic weapon.
You think that reinstating the ban on assault weapons and banning high-capacity magazines would do any good?
Yes.
Can you define, just sort of expound on what military style? weapons?
Military stuff. So it would probably be made out of like a different material, like something black, and it would have maybe more expressed features, like the trigger might be larger, or the pad that you rest here might be larger. It could have like those rings around the barrel that like a normal like 12 gauge rifle would have, or a 12 gauge shotgun would have.
I think it's unfortunate that people have so live with so much fear that they would think that they actually needed something like this to protect themselves.
Oh, absolutely. Actually, I grew up in a household with guns. I was shooting skeet, you know, from the time I was 10, which are the little clay birds. I learned that like anything above what a shotgun would be if you're hunting is just not necessary.
Come on. This is crazy. You can't certainly use this for hunting. But some of these bullets, as you saw, have an incendiary device on the tip of it, which is a heat-seeking device. So you don't shoot deer with a bullet that size. If you do, you could cook it at the same time.
The gun show loophole, which means that you could avoid the instant background check through the internet or a gun show, and you could buy a gun.
And Jesus, God, I know so little about guns. I don't know what to call it. The magazine that holds a lot of frickin' bullets and can fire them all at the same time. Anyway, that thing used to be illegal. Okay.
If a gunman comes in with an AK-45 or an AR-15, how fast can that teacher go to the locked drawer and get that gun?
Well, I want that teacher trained.
You want that teacher trained?
I mean, when the amendment was written, you had to like take 10 minutes to reload your musket, and that really couldn't damage 50 people in a few minutes. So, yeah, I don't think those should be allowed.
Don, what is your definition of an automatic weapon?
Well, for me, an automatic weapon is something that you can shoot off a number of rounds very quickly. I was able to buy an AR-15
within 20
minutes in a state from which that I'm not a resident.
And you don't know, in all due respect, you don't know what you're talking about. An automatic weapon is when you pull the trigger one time and it continually shoots off. One after another, a semi-automatic weapon.
I can do that with my AR-15. You're getting into semantics here.
Hang on, Ben. Let me finish. One is semi-automatic.
Yes, let me finish, Ben. But listen, I think you are getting into semantics.
Like, if you're using it to hunt, then it doesn't make sense. Like an automatic gun, if you're shooting, I don't know, a deer. I don't hunt. I'm actually a vegetarian, but that's not really like an efficient way to kill a deer. You're pretty much just making ground beef at that point.
I think the NRA wants to sell an awful lot of guns, and I don't know how many will be enough. I don't think there will ever be enough.
Everybody wants to preserve the right of people that want to use guns for sport, hunting, or target practice to have the right to do so. But that doesn't mean you have an assault weapon. That doesn't mean you have a rifle that's advertised as able to bring down a commercial airliner at a mile and a half, or bullets that are designed to go through bullet-resistant vests. Those are very different things.
Look, I don't have a problem with the Second Amendment. I think it's fine. I think it was created for a reason, to protect from the British, and you protect your house and things.
The idea that you could have an open carry permit with an AK-47 over your shoulder walking up and down the aisles of a supermarket is just despicable. So I'm going to speak out. I'm going to do everything I can to rally people against this pernicious, corrupting influence of the NRA. And we're going to do whatever we can. I was proud when my husband took them out, and we were able to ban assault weapons, but he had to put a sunset on. So 10 years later, of course, you know, Bush wouldn't agree to reinstate them. We've got to go after this. And here again, the Supreme Court is wrong on the Second Amendment. And I am going to make that case every chance I get. So I will need your help on that.
Weapons with a barrel shroud would be regulated. What's a barrel shroud, and why should we regulate it?
I think the more important thing is that it also would have had banned the large capacity clips
right.
that Colin Ferguson had
but
used
I,
and also the killer.
Okay. But I read the legislation and it said that it would regulate barrel shrouds. What's a barrel shroud and why should we regulate that?
The guns that were chosen back in those days were basically the guns that most gangs and criminals were using to kill our police okay. officers. I'm not saying it was the best bill, but that okay. was the best bill they could get out at that particular
is?
Time. I actually don't know what a barrel
oh,
shot
okay,
is. I think
it's
a shoulder thing that goes up.
The other very important part of this bill
is to ban large capacity ammunition feeding devices, those that hold over 10 rounds. We have federal regulations and state laws that prohibit hunting ducks with more than 3 rounds, and yet it's legal to hunt human, and yet it's legal to hunt human.
These magazine clips, I will tell you, these are ammunition. They're bullets. So the people who have those now, they're going to shoot them. And so if you ban them in the future, the number of these high capacity magazines is going to decrease dramatically over time, because the bullets will have been shot and there won't be any more available.
Those who support the bill say even an unloaded gun is still dangerous.
There's been a lot of people that have been shot by an unloaded gun.
Isn't it pretty hard to define what is an assault weapon? Because it's so easy to write around for manufacturers to create weapons that...
Well, if it can fire a lot of bullets very quickly, that's a good place to start, okay?
And hunters
then you
would
can
say,
argue what a lot is. Okay, let's pick it. Let's say 3. If you haven't hit the deer with 3 shots, you're a pretty lousy shot. That deer deserves to get away. Let's get serious here.
But that would ban most pistols. That would ban most...
No, but pistols are different. You have to pull the trigger each time. An assault weapon, you basically hold it, goes...
People have mental health issues where we're all super stressed. I don't think that it's necessary to have guns in those classrooms in such like.
Well, how uncomfortable would you feel if a shooter comes to your classroom and you're sitting there like, oh my God, I have this wooden desk?
Well, I would hope that there are, you know, security, campus security.
I don't know if you've ever seen any of these shootings that go on, but usually it takes a few minutes and by then there's a body count.
Okay.
You don't want anyone in there to have the ability to be able to maybe take that guy out?
I mean, if that was... I would rather security handle it, if that's the case.
Campus security?
Yes.
They're not highly trained.
Or cops. I'd rather it be, we go into a lockdown situation.
Why
we
cops only? Because you think cops are highly trained?
You know, I don't know the statistics.
When it comes to criminal background checks, we should give the process the time it needs. The background check system shouldn't be pass-fail.
A background check should be a pass-fail with no exceptions.
This is a ghost gun. This right here has ability with a 30 caliber clip to disperse with 30 bullets within half a second. 30 magazine clip in half a second.
Semi-automatic weapons are not just about gun control, this is about national security. You know that these weapons can shoot down airplanes, they can blow up a railroad.
There's been a lot of people that have been shot by an unloaded gun.
You know, we're going to have to do a better job protecting the vast majority of our citizens, including our children, right, from that very, very, very small group that is unfortunately prone to violence, and now with automatic weapons can wreak so much more violence than they ever could have before.
Oh, and this one, folks, this is my absolute favorite.
Well, let me say this. I think we need to do more to protect all of our citizens. I have long advocated... This is not what today is about, but there are too many guns on the street. We lose 93 million Americans a day to gun violence. I mean, I've long talked about this, but this obviously with 93 million people a day, it's just something.
Yep, you heard that right. So not only does Hank Johnson think that Guam is going to tip over if all the people go to one side of the island, the governor of Virginia, Terry McAuliffe, is claiming that 93 million Americans are killed every day with guns. Not only did he state it, he repeated it. These people are just, they're nuts. They're completely Looney Tunes, folks. So with that, I'm at the end of the show. Gotta run. I will be back next week, though. Hope you enjoyed this one. As always, if you want to get in touch with me, you may do so at TommyFreedomRings@yahoo.com. Till next week, my friends, it's been Tommy Freedom for Freedom Rings. Out for now.